Hi and welcome to Outspoken. Today we're joined by special guest Ella Germain to talk all things relationships and dating. From what constitutes cheating, what to do if he doesn't reply, and what a guy's Instagram really says about him. So Ella, thank you for joining us for this very impromptu dating advice
segment. That's all right. I'll see how we go.
So last week we answered some of the listeners' dating questions, and then it got us thinking. We kind of didn't want to answer questions, but we kind of wanted to talk more about topics in general that might help people out. So
sure.
So, I don't know,
because we all know everything. Yeah, because you know, we're sitting here experts. On our high horses here.
But, I love it.
Well, the first topic is all about micro cheating, or what actually constitutes cheating. So I heard another podcast, and they were talking about micro cheating as basically, you know, say you're going out with someone, but you might be liking your ex's photos, or you might reply to their text. What is this? How people think that watching porn is cheating? Is this kind of what you're?
Yeah, what would you guys classify as cheating? And maybe would you classify liking an ex's photo as kind of cheating?
I think there's so many factors that you have to consider. I think it depends what relationship you have with your ex. If it's like a fresh one a week ago, you shouldn't probably be in a relationship anyway with someone else. Yeah. But I think it's all about, I think it's the relationship that you have with that ex. If it's a friend and they're off married and they're just like, one of my exes just had a baby recently.
And oh, wow.
I liked his photo and said, oh, congrats. I thought it was super cute. I have no emotional feelings towards him in that way, but I was happy for him. And I think that was fine for me. I don't have a boyfriend at the moment, but I'm sure if I did, I feel like that would be a reasonable thing. But I think it just depends. If you've got an intent as well, just to wish someone well, that's all right. But if there's an intent to try and maybe see if they're still interested, and I know boys do it to girls as well that have girlfriends, just to sort of see if they're still, you know, might give something back. I think one of you guys said that in one of your recent ones about, you know, an old ex came up at 2 a.m.
or
something.
Yes, yeah, Kate's
you just
ex.
Sort of wonder what the intent is behind that. So I think if there's no foul intent and it's just wishing someone well and happy for them, then that's fine. But you also have to have that trust with your partner as well, and if they do call you out on it and see that you've liked a photo, I've never done that before. I didn't even know you could see what someone else likes, so I didn't even know that was a thing. But
they've actually taken that away now.
Oh, have they?
On Instagram.
Okay.
Much. Yeah, Sophie's very disappointed about that. She likes to stalk. We actually had a question we didn't get to answer last week from a listener who said, who do you guys think should pay on a first date?
I always like to offer and or like go halves, but if the guy's like, no, I insist, I'm like, oh, sure. But like, I don't know. I think it's like you got to, I think sometimes girls like, God, the guy should pay for everything, but then everyone wants equal women's rights. I'm like, well, you can't have it both ways, Missy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you got to, if you want everyone to be equal, then you got to be the same. But I think it's like, but some guys really like to spoil girls as well and like to offer. If someone always, my mum always said, if someone like gives you a gift or something, you should take it gracefully and say thank you. So it's like the same if they're paying for dinner as well. But yeah, I usually try and offer. If they buy dinner, I might buy ice cream after, or you know, like just even it up. So because I don't you never want to be like the sponge bun. I don't know. I don't want to ever think people, I'm spongy.
And also like, some people get offended if they say no, and if you're there like trying to throw your card over. I think some guys take that offense. It can look like you're not interested in them. It can look like you're saying, well, this isn't really a date. This is just a friendship thing.
But in saying that as well, also not just because someone pays for something. I know some girls that have had these amazing dinners and been spoiled with gifts and things, and then they feel like they're expected to do other things in return, which also is another thing. Just because someone pays for you doesn't mean that you need to return favors in other ways to say thank you. If you want to, go for it. And that's always a great way to I'm not going to say a cheap way to like say thanks for dinner, but I don't know. No, I've never done that. No, but I'm just like I think it's
you don't owe someone
owe anyone anything. Yeah. If they're giving you a gift, they shouldn't expect anything in return. That's the same with you. If you give someone something, sometimes like I said before, with intent, girls will be like give all these things and expecting something back, and when they don't get it, they get pissed off. But it's like if you're giving a gift, you should do it just gently because you want to make them happy. And
exactly. Talking about dating, for people out there who might be dating at the moment and a guy hasn't texted them back, what do you guys think, like Ella, what do you think the go is? Do you think that they should text them again? Like, do you ever text double text, or is it just like let him go? It's not.
It's a tough one because I think it totally, just depends. Like, I think if you generally are wondering how they've been and you just want to check in on their day, I think there's nothing wrong with that. I hate when I see my friend sitting at home like, oh, I haven't heard back from him. I'm like, just call him and see if he's like, what's up. And if he doesn't reply, then usually it's sort of like two strikes, you're out, or maybe just two strikes and let it cool for a bit. And if you don't hear from him, it's probably not meant to be, or they're probably not as keen as you think. And like I said, there's lots of lovely people out there that will give you time of day. But yeah, I think just not going too crazy with it either. And just, I think when I was younger, I used to be like, oh, you know, my first boyfriend, if we left in a few hours, I'd get all, you know, what's he doing? But like, I think as you get older, you realize, yeah, like people are so busy, or someone might be driving, or they might just have a busy day at work. Or, and sometimes it's nice not always texting back and forth, because then you can leave it until you catch up. So, and you have more things to talk about. So
the worst thing is, I feel like it makes you like people more when they're a little bit aloof. So
yeah, my mom's always like, be mean to treat them keen, like keep them keen. And I'm just like, but yeah, I find it hard to be mean. I don't really like playing the game, as they say. But yeah, I think if you're keen, you're keen. If you're not, you're not. But
I think it's hard too, because there's so many different platforms that you can be rejected on. Oh, like, I know that's in that movie, like How to Lose a Guy.
Oh, no, what is that movie? So true.
How to Lose, he's just not that into you. I remember back in the day, if someone hadn't replied to my text, then you'd see them on Instagram. Their little, like, green button was on, or they're on Facebook. It would be even more offensive because they obviously got their phone in their hand.
Yeah. I think the thing with ghosting and stuff, I think there's a level of respect as well. And if you've had a genuine relationship or connection with someone and then they just ghost you, I think that just shows more about them than about you. I think it's quite disrespectful sometimes to completely cut someone out, especially if you've had a good relationship and things like that. But everyone has their reasons. But I always think, for me, I like to leave things, like, this sounds so grim, but I'm always like, if someone was in a car accident or something happened, how would you want your last words to be with them? Or how would you want to feel that you left things with them?
What about, we're talking about dating, have you, like, will you guys go and sort of say you've been set up on a blind date, or if you've met on a dating app or whatever, how far in will you guys actually stalk that person online?
Will you guys
have a stalk?
What's this, if you got set up on a date?
Yeah, like, or even if you've just met someone on a first date, do you go and have a cheeky Facebook and Instagram?
I think
stalk?
It depends if you like them or not.
I've never, maybe a little bit, but not, you don't want to go into, but like, if he was, I'm not like about animal cruelty or anything like that. So I think if they were maybe holding up a dead kangaroo that they'd culled or something, I might be a bit like, ew. Or if they were putting up racial bits and pieces, maybe that would be good. Like, maybe it'd be good to know prior. But if you're going to have any conflict.
I was going to say, well, being in a band, I feel like a lot of guys would probably stalk you out.
Oh,
and have you ever had that instance?
Sometimes the issue with the band thing is, like we were saying before, social media, it can look really cool what you're doing, but I only put up best pictures or the best things that we go and do, like shows and things. But that's like literally 10% of my life most of the time. So for me, it's more finding people that want to get to know me for me, and are supportive of me, whether I'm doing music or doing something else. But yeah, you do get a few slides in the DMs. I haven't had anything too creepy over the years. Maybe a few odd bits and pieces and pictures that I'm like, delete. But to be honest, I would never probably date someone from social media straight up. I like to meet people in person first, but you never know.
So you would have to have stalked out people that you're about to date.
Yes, I'm a big stalker. The tip I would give any boys who are listening is remove any photos of yourself at school, because I feel like all boys have like very few photos of
the
themselves.
Old haircuts with the sweep to the side with the gel.
I think that's if you're an older gal dating a younger
that's
guy.
Right.
Is that what you
like
mean?
Myself?
So?
Well, I remember when I first looked at Brandon's page and I was flicking back and it got a bit too young. You know what I mean? When it gets a bit too young and you're kind of like, holy fuck.
I'm a pedophile.
The age gap isn't that big. So yeah, I think, but also boys don't seem to put up as many glamorous photos as girls. So I feel like you've got to be particular with what you've got up there for a guy. There's nothing more unattractive though when a guy just posts too much about themselves on the other hand as well. Like, you know, when you look at some guys' accounts and they're just all photos of them with their tops off or very vain.
I've had two guys I saw over the last couple of years didn't have Instagram or any social media. It was kind of good because you just enjoy the moment and it's not about getting that perfect picture or getting that. And I'm always very private anyway with if I'm ever dating or anything, not that it's very uncommon carrots. So.
Well, it's no one's business, is it, really? Sometimes when people go on and on about the particular person in their life, sometimes I feel like maybe their relationship isn't going that well. Like, there can be that fine line between sharing a little bit and sharing too much.
Yeah, like for me personally, yeah, I just haven't. But I know you guys do, so it's totally cool as well, and I think it's cute.
On a different topic, what do you guys think about girls making the first move, as in either asking a guy out, leaning in for that kiss or whatever?
Yeah, I'm pretty confident. If you're a good flirter, I think you can gauge whether that's going to happen or not. And some guys are really shy as well, so I think you've got to also give them the signals too. So I think guys are just as shy to come up to a group of girls. Some girls will be out and they're like, oh, no one's approaching us, and you know, but it must be so intimidating coming up to a group of girls, like that fear of rejection. And girls can be quite sassy, and I definitely know a few of my friends, you know, make them work hard, but it must be so scary, and especially for some really nice guys as well. So if you sort of give them a little bit of a hint that maybe you might be interested, whether it's like a smile or just maybe crack a joke, or if you like, oh, I like your shirt. I don't do that. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I've done it before. Yeah, I've probably done it before. I just like rabbiting on. And sometimes probably I flirt without realizing it, and then I get myself into trouble a bit later. But that's all right.
But that's a good thing, because it's not like you're like, hey, want to go out. It's like you're just creating conversation.
Yeah, and I feel like they feel comfortable. Mm, yeah.
And I feel like there's nothing.
That's freaky, we all feel like.
I think there's nothing wrong, though, with a girl asking a guy to do something.
I mean, of course not.
Back to our mum and dad, our mum actually asked our dad out on their first date. So, you never know what's going to happen from it.
And if you like what you see, or if you got a good vibe with someone, or you had a nice connection, life's too short to sit around and wait for them to message you. And if you think they're cool, then just flick them a message, or just say, hey, it was really nice meeting you, and what you up to. And if the conversation flows, and maybe you see each other again, or you just find like those little common places that you might see each other again, but just not in a stalkerish way, like don't be too crazy. But yeah,
because guys can be pretty piss weak, you know what I mean, and they might think that you're either out of their league, or they don't have that confidence to ask you something. So perhaps it is good to let people know that, like, you are interested.
Yeah,
I think Aussie guys are piss weak. I don't know, because you've been in the UK.
Yeah,
did you find men are different over there?
It is a lot different. There's but I think there's a lot of chivalry over in the UK and Europe. There's a lot of that in that culture, and I think there's a lot more confidence as well. And yeah, they certainly know how to say the right things. But I think as Aussie girls, you're so installed, like when a guy gives you a compliment, that what do you want? You know what I mean? Like, you don't just think they're being nice. So I've learned to sort of change my perception of that with people when they give you compliments. But yeah, like it's all a bit different, I think.
So true. Well, another question that's popped up is, how do you impress your partner's parents, and do you have any funny experiences with trying to impress them or meeting them?
I think it's always just good to give, maybe like on the first time, maybe bring some biscuits or like flowers for the mom. Or I had a overseas fella for a while, so bringing some Australian goods was always, went down a hoot, and he'd bring back some stuff from his country for me. So
that's a good one.
Yeah, and also maybe asking a few questions before you go in, what the parents are interested in. I think asking them questions, it's not all about, you don't want to go in like you're trying to impress them, but also being generally interested about maybe their work, whether they're like a engineer or whether they're a nurse or whatever they do. So you kind of got some common ground to get some conversation thrown. And you guys would probably be good at it, and I'm not too bad at it, just because of our journalism background. Probably you're used to getting those conversations going, but for girls out there listening that maybe aren't so confident, always doing that little bit of research, just pretend it's like a little school
ask
project.
A lot of questions.
Well, actually, yeah, lots of questions. But yeah,
you say that we'd be good at it, but my first ever boyfriend, apparently his dad's first impression of me was that I liked shiny things. Apparently I managed, he was actually a judge, so I felt very nervous meeting him. So I don't know, I think he saw the blonde hair and just my clothing and assumed that I was something that I wasn't, and then later I managed to win him over. But yeah, it is hard to make an I feel like it's hard sometimes with the dads.
Yeah,
I don't know, because I feel like with the mums you've got something in common, but it's always like good to think of something with the dads. It depends, like if it's sometimes it's kind of, I don't know, sometimes I feel like it's easier to suck up to old men. I know that sounds really weird, but I don't know, you can just I feel like it is just finding that common ground. I know when I met Dale's mum, she wasn't very impressed with Dale because he was moving to Sydney, and she's why is he dating this girl from Adelaide? But we bonded over our love of cats. So I feel like once you find that
thing, just go for it. Go for gold at the end of it. Yeah. And always being yourself as well. And I think, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had to do this for a while though, so I don't know if I'm out of the game.
This is
so
good prep for your next boyfriend, Ella.
Yeah, right. We'll see. Oh, yeah.
I feel like if you go out and you're looking for a boyfriend as well, you're never going to find someone. What's that thing on Sex and the City? Because it's only when they're like their cab lights on.
Yeah.
And I feel that's so true, as in when you start getting in your late 20s or your early 30s.
Yeah.
I feel like you meet men who are actually looking for a partner. When everyone was in their early 20s, I feel like boys were just such dickheads. They just wanted to just, you know.
All guys, most guys.
Well, sorry. Most, you know what I mean? They just wanted to mess around with heaps of girls. And but
then it's funny now, because with my younger cousins now, when I see that they're in their early 20s, I'm like, they should be going out having fun. But then when you're in a relationship,
live your life, don't ever leave school. I always think that, like Billy Madison, like stay young as you can.
But it's so funny because you, like, I see them now and they're like the same age as people I used to go out with, and I'm like, fuck, why was I expecting something so serious from someone who was, you know, in their early 20s?
Which is all like a learning thing. Like, if it works out for people in their early 20s, and that's awesome. And, you know, some people don't meet the love of their life until they're in their 50s, and that's totally fine as well. So I think, like, being caught in something that you're not happy in, or, you know, it's better. I always say, like, to my friends as well, just, you know, when they're not sure, or if they've been in relationships in the past where they're like, I don't know if they're my soulmate, but I don't know, I'm scared I'm not going to find anyone else. And I'm like, well, just think of yourself in 5 years' time. Like, what would they be telling you to do now? Because the worst thing is getting into a situation which is unfair on both parties, that you're going to be in this, you know, whether it's financial or like housing or kids and things like that. And if you weren't really invested 5 years ago, you know, you might be stopping them from meeting someone awesome and stopping yourself. So it's better to sort of nip things in the bud when you start getting those feels, but also not completely ditching it before, you know, giving it a shot or working out. But obviously it just depends on the circumstances.
I feel like that's such a good point, because I've heard of so many people these days just having the pressure to be in a relationship and just, and settling. Like, that would be my worst nightmare, because I feel like on the outside, sometimes you can look in at people's relationships and be like, oh wow, they look so good, but you never really know what's bubbling away under the surface. And I just think nobody should settle. But as you said, I feel like it's really good advice to just give people a go, though, that you might not think you like, because so many relationships start off like that as well. But it's not necessarily settling. Like, you still have to have that feeling of
that little spark as well. I've said as well, it's kind of like, you know, when you have those two weighing, what are they called when you've got like weights like on both sides, like a pendulum kind of is that right? There's like a good like, say you got two buckets, there's a good bucket and a bad bucket, and it's all right, both of them are filled with good stuff and bad stuff, but when the bad bucket starts getting filled up with more things and it's too heavy to carry, then you know that's not, you know, it's probably not right.
I think we'll probably do our last question, because we've got to let Ella go. She's got a life to lead.
No, it's fine. I just painted a pelican today. I might go to the gym and go for a run or something. Yeah. But it's been fun. I could talk to you guys all day.
I know. I feel like this could go on for hours, but you might have to be a permanent fixture on this podcast.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. You might not have me back after rambling on.
No, we'll kick Kate out and bring you in and just pretend you're a talker.
We're three sisters.
Three sisters.
The last question that I thought might be helpful to some of the listeners, if they're younger, is what are some ways that girls can tell that boys actually like them?
I think conversation is important. Like, obviously the conversation, it can be good starting off on the computer or on your phone or whatever, but also making sure you have that compatibility when you're in person, face to face, and that you can, you know, like, it just depends, but there's no rush at all, anyone listening out there. Like, you've got plenty of time to worry about boyfriends and girlfriends. But if there is someone that you're keen on, and even just having a chat, but keeping it casual, you don't want to come in too strong. But I think just, you know, you can just say, oh, like, yeah, you're fun to hang out with, and then just see the vibes. I don't know if this is helpful at
all. No, that is, I was going to say, that's a really good point, though, about the talking online, because I feel like even more so people do either, you know, drop in or whatever, what is it called, like slip into the DMs. Slide into the DMs or whatever. But sometimes you can have a really good conversation with someone over Messenger, and then you meet up and you're like, oh my god, is this the same person?
Yeah,
I just don't. But that being said, going back to like how to tell if they like you, I think if you're already having doubts and you're already having that kind of gut feeling that perhaps they're not interested, I think you maybe sometimes got to listen to that, because I feel like if someone is interested in you, they'll make it obvious, they'll get back to your messages promptly, they won't kind of, I don't know, I feel like,
yeah,
I feel like that gut feeling,
yeah,
I don't know, I've been in situations where people haven't replied or played games, And like then,
a fuck boy, is that yeah, what they're called
and
now?
Then when you get into a relationship where you feel comfortable and it's a good relationship, you realize that, okay, those guys perhaps just weren't that keen on me or were looking for something that I wasn't looking for. So
yeah, and I think girls have such good intuition, boys as well, probably as well. I'm not sure what it's like to be a fella, but yeah, like I know, you know, you always trust your gut, I think, and at the end of the day, sometimes we can overthink things, but I think trust your gut. But yeah, also take a chance. That's probably my best advice for anyone out there that's keen. But obviously, there's no rush to meet anyone. But if you do meet someone that you get along with and you're looking for maybe a partner or just a good relationship, yeah, give them a go. And even if it's someone that you might not share common ground with, like in the past, I've sometimes always dated creative people, but then sometimes you meet someone else that might offer something else that you never even knew you expected. So I think that's really cool as well. So just giving people a chance and, yeah, but also respecting yourself enough to know when to leave and also leave with dignity and treat them with respect as well, so no one's feelings are hurt. But yeah.
Such a good point though, because I feel like you do have to be happy within yourself. You can't just want someone to fix all of your problems for you.
Oh,
I was going to say now, I hope one of Kate's colleagues who's got a big crush on Ella is listening to this, because he might be taking some notes down on how to slide into your DMs.
Very sweet.
I won't name names, but if you're listening, just take note.
Oh no, oh god.
Want to slide into Ella's DMs? I'm just joking. He doesn't listen to the podcast, it's all right.
No worries.
Oh well, thank you so much
again.
Thank
you for having me. I think it's been so much fun.
Some very valuable advice. I feel like we'll have to have you on the show again.
Oh, whenever. Yeah. I'm happy to come down. Yeah, I've enjoyed this sugar-free marshmallows and the chocolate. And I also cracked into the Lindt chocolate that you gave me too. So excellent. Working hard at the gym, I'll listen to your recent podcast.
Oh well, thanks again.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and subscribe. We would also absolutely love it if you could take an Instagram post of where you've been listening from today and tag us at outspoken_the_podcast.